Gattels narrowed his eyes and took another swig.
"I know," he muttered. "It was the one area we were making progress. Where we weren't in last place. The sciences."
"The sciences of life and death?" Jag said. "My source tells me many of the scientists who created the nanovirus targeting Tenel Ka and the Fett genetics have quietly gravitated to Anti-Meridius. What's this made of, Tol?"
He didn't answer. Jag shrugged and started to open the vial.
"No!"
Gattels moved startlingly swiftly for an elderly man, seizing Jag's wrist. Jag raised his eyebrows and gazed pointedly at Gattels' hand. Slowly, Gattels released him.
"Thank you for confirming the nature of the serum," Jag said. "Obviously, it is highly valuable."
"You know what it can do," Gattels said.
"Damn rodents. If I had known the scientists were experimenting on squibs."
"You harm one hair on their bodies, and I will come for you so fast and so hard, you'll wish I were a Mando,"
Jag promised, his voice calm. Gattels paled visibly, but recovered.
"You sound like Dala. Perhaps there isn't such a difference between you two after all."
The droids hummed to life, and the second course was served. Blue and purple and white vegetable chunks with a spicy green sauce. It was delicious, but Jag ate without savoring it. Gattel's enjoyment of the meal, too, seemed subdued. When the droids returned to their corners and shut down again, Jag continued.
"You spoke out against Dala even before she escaped," Jag said. "You obviously do think there's a difference between the two of us. What changed your mind?"
Gattels eyed him, and then shrugged.
"Her offer, combined with the escape of the squibs with my serum, changed my mind," he said. "Frankly, Jag, it's one thing to ally with you when Dala's in jail. It's another when she's in your sector, with an old grudge against you, in a position to either wipe the floor with you or elevate you higher than you ever dared dream."
Jag could appreciate the position Gattels was in.
"I see your point. I think she actually picked you because you had spoken out against me. Because I wouldn't think of you as someone who would betray me to work with her."
"I'm afraid you're right," Gattels admitted. "I was supposed to get you to trust me, then turn on you at the last moment."
"You do understand that I have you on so many charges, you might not live long enough to stand trial for them all,"
Jag said, refreshing Gattels' glass.
"Treason? Illegal drug experimentation? Possession of Drock material?"
"Oh, I do, believe me."
"How'd you like the charges dropped?"
Gattels raised a gray eyebrow.
"If I threw my lot in with you,"
Jag nodded. Gattels inclined his head toward the small vial.
"What about that vial?"
"This vial?"
Gattels frowned.
"Yes, that vial right there. I want that as part of the bargain."
Jag frowned, then sighed.
"All right," he said. "You've got it."
"And Jagged Fail, you foolish innocent,"
Gattels said, sighing as he pulled out a blaster.
"I've got you."
He fired.